Sir, I would say based on halacha, and so it's all bogus.
You know, a person saying yishtabach, or yishtabach actually. So from the beginning of yishtabach until the bracha, the ending of the bracha, or the chasima of the bracha, you could say that you hear, except for if you hear someone saying, or saying, or anyone actually saying, the Baruch She'omar, Melech Mehul Mishpachos, or the Baruch of Yishtabach itself, which I guess can happen quite often if the Chazan is going at a quicker clip than you, so you hear him ending the Baruch of Yishtabach, but you're still holding over there, that you can't answer him. But every remain to any other bracha, you can't answer. Again, that's from the Yishtabach till Baruch Atah. It's like in any bracha rucha, actually. So from the bracha, here it's a bracha rucha without a psicha, because it's called smucha or shemar. And then the chasimus ha-bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. So from Hashem, at the end, you can't answer any remain. Any bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, or Ofechol B'Shom Fli La'asol, Baruch Atah Hashem, any chasim of any bracha, you can't interrupt once you say Baruch Atah Hashem. Once you say Baruch, you're not allowed to interrupt. So you can't answer any bracha, you can't answer Kedusha, you can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah, not Kedusha, nothing. From the beginning until the Baruch Atah Hashem, you can, as I said, any Amen, but not Fung Baruch She'amar, or itself, because that's considered like that's the bracha you're in the middle of, so that's not to say that very bracha. And he's talking about now the double-edged sword, we called it, of intelligence, the figure having to understand everything, although the and says that's the way an age of Shiloh, but it has certain dangers which he described. And now he's going to say the, if you want to maintain a rock solid base, al kein hizor shlo tita ashur cho miderech avos. When the sifa rishonim al habos, don't go away from the way. Now this sounds, sometimes it's difficult to implement this. You know what's called a deviation from the way things always were, and what's not called a deviation. So if there's Kishali, if there's the generation, told him whether this is considered a deviation from the past or not. But in general, he's saying that's where, you know, you're on safe ground. To other things, if you go away from their paths, and you're going to figure it out yourself, how to do things, and you're like, you become all alone, trust anybody else, so he says, don't be chayshed that they didn't understand the long-term ramifications of what they were saying. They understand it better than you do. And don't think they're looking aside. Don't contradict their mahalchim b'meshahor woscha. You can be guaranteed you're not inventing the wheel now. There's nothing that you could think of that they haven't thought of already and have dealt with it, however they decided to deal with it. And you don't know, most people have a very narrow, limited outlook. But he says they knew what they were doing. They could, that you could think of, and this is the way we do things. Zehu. When you say that, he doesn't say, I think it's obvious that sometimes you do have things differently than they were dealt with in the past. So when do you call it a break from the past, and when do you call it an addendum on the past, because something new has developed? That's a serious shaila and a heavy shaila. And that's, yes, they ask a shayla for it, and be guided by the good Lador, or by whoever you take direction from. Okay, we'll stop here.